calls it a good meeting. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy just out of a White House sit-down with the president.
We promised we would continue the conversation. We'll see if we can get there. I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground.
He says they have different perspectives on spending and the debt limit. The president has said he won't negotiate on avoiding default. The Fed chief admits inflation is cooling.
We can now say, I think, for the first time, that the disinflationary process has started.
Though Jay Powell also signals they're not finished with rate hikes just yet after a smaller quarter-point increase today. The classified documents probe reaches the president's vacation home.
FBI agents spent 3.5 hours searching President Biden's residence in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
We're not going to get ahead of potential speculation and steps that could happen in the investigation. The president's been fully cooperative, and he's directed his team to be fully cooperative.
Ian Sams, a spokesman for the White House Counsel's Office, says no material with classified markings was discovered in the Rehoboth home, though a statement from the president's personal attorney says the Justice Department did take other materials and handwritten notes that appear to be related to the president's time as vice president.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A renewed call for police reform from Vice President Kamala Harris at the funeral for Tyre Nichols in Memphis.
This is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Nichols died after a traffic stop beating last month. 5 fired officers charged with murder. North Korea warning that joint drills by the U.S. and South Korea risk an all-out showdown. A statement carried on state media days after the U.S. defense chief highlighted ramped-up efforts to respond to the nuclear threat from North Korea. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A gun bill reintroduced in California after several mass shootings.
California lawmakers revive Senate Bill 2, prohibiting concealed carry licenses to anyone under 21, requiring additional safety training and banning firearms in sensitive places like schools and government buildings.
California has among the strongest gun safety laws in the nation, and we have one of the lowest firearm mortality rates in the nation.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta. The bill revised to comply with a Supreme Court decision barring states from making people show a special need for concealed carry permits.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. This time he says it's for good. Tom Brady calling it a career again.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time. So when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first.
Posting a selfie video on a beach earlier today.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Brady's first retirement a year ago today only lasted for 40 days. He's the NFL's only 7-time Super Bowl champion. Some of these rockers are future Hall of Famers.
A woman who is having a renaissance thanks to her music being featured in Netflix's Stranger Things, Kate Bush, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Sheryl Crow, and Willie Nelson are among the nominees for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Missy Elliott, Iron Maiden, Soundgarden, Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, A Tribe Called Quest, Joy Division, New Order, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon have also been nominated and are first-timers. With Crow, Lauper, Michael, and Nelson, the voting is underway. You can participate with your vote at rockhall.com. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Stocks finished higher after a wild ride today. The Dow up 7 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.